This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Today on What's on Your Mind, a little rain coming down. It's been pretty much coming down on and off most of the morning here. Not exactly a downpour, but a pretty good little rain right now. We're at the Antler Memorial Park, actually, in the Outlaw Shack. It's not really a shack. It's kind of a nice little hub for lots of activities that happen here in the Antler Memorial Park. And tonight it'll be hosting a free steak supper, membership drive, annual meeting for the North Dakota Farm Bureau's Bottineau County folks, and also they team up with the Renville County Farm Bureau as well to do a membership drive, welcoming prospective members, no obligation. Current Farm Bureau members encouraged to bring a non-member, and we have a great time. So hope you come up here tonight for the free steak supper. Should be a great time. Looking forward to that very much. This hour of the program brought to you in part by our friends at Schweitzer's. Speaking of steaks, North Dakota raised beef is their specialty at Schweitzer's, and they have some of the best. They have ready-for-the-grill burger patties. I love those. Just throw them on, but it's Wagyu beef. It's fantastic. It has that intense marbling. Oh, you're going to love that. Angus as well. This is North Dakota grill, North Dakota raised ready-for-the-grill patties is what they are, so you'll love it. And all of their burgers are. So the jerky, made from beef raised right in North Dakota, homemade brats, beer brats, cheddar brats, homemade summer sausage, meat sticks. If you tell them you heard it on What's on Your Mind, you get a discount. 625 South Washington, right by Runnings and Dan's Supermarket, just off South Washington. Schweitzer's Gourmet Meats, you tell them Scott sent me. All right. Our next guest is going to tell us a little bit about an event that's coming up this week, and it's an event that's held regularly here in Fargo. I'm not in Fargo today, but back in Fargo, and also in other places around the country. It's called 1 Million Cups. And I think we talked about this a number of years ago, but haven't for a while, so we thought it'd be a good opportunity to tell you a little bit about it. And we welcome to the program our guest, Darby Ness. Hey, Darby, how are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. I know you're the lead organizer for 1 Million Cups, so nobody better to ask the question, what the heck is 1 Million Cups? What's that all about?
Hey, yeah, it's a great question. So I'm the lead organizer for the Fargo chapter, but 1 Million Cups is based off this notion that entrepreneurs can learn with each other and with the community over cups of coffee. And so the Kauffman Foundation, based out of Kansas City, came up with this big national program that is designed to educate and engage entrepreneurs in each community around the country. So there's currently just over 180 communities or different cities that put on 1 Million Cups every Wednesday morning. They're a free program. We put entrepreneurs on the stage to talk about their business and to learn more about what they're doing. Really, it's to help inspire people to keep going. Entrepreneurship can be a lonely battle if you're doing it alone. So it's fun to bring everyone together and get back on the same page.
There is nothing more American than entrepreneurs because, you know, I think of, you know, the Thomas Edisons of the world, the Henry Fords and the Wright brothers, right? I mean, they just kept pounding their head against the wall and innovating and doing great things. And I mean, it's America. I mean, you're really free to come up with any idea and go out there in the marketplace and give it a try. So it's really cool. And it's also, as you say, tough work. So it's neat to know you have a sounding board and folks you can bring your ideas to and talk with them about it. So that's a really neat idea. So it's about a little bit of Java. 1 million cups. Have you exceeded 1 million cups now, do you think, since this thing started?
I feel like we've had to. We've been going on for 5 years strong. We're in our fifth year, heading to our sixth. So, I mean, if 200 people show up every week and they're all drinking two cups of coffee, we have to get close.
All right. So this happens in Fargo. Anywhere else in the area?
Yeah, so it happens in Fargo. It also happens in Grand Forks, Bismarck, and Minot. They all have their own chapters as well. And then if you go down to the cities, I know they're down there as well. So Fargo's our local chapter. We're really proud of it. We're fun to engage our community. Our community's always been really involved with it, which has made it continue to grow.
So hopefully anybody listening thinks this is a great idea. You'll connect wherever you're at, Bismarck, Minot, Grand Forks, and the Fargo chapter, and be part of it. Now, tomorrow you have one of these. So give me an example of what happens at a 1 million cups. Who's presenting tomorrow, and what kind of interaction is there?
Yeah, so tomorrow we have Meredith Schroeder of Innovin Bio and Steve Goldman of ConnectWare. So you'll show up, you'll grab your cup of coffee, you'll head on into the stage. We open the doors at 9:10. The program starts at 9:15. And then you'll be welcomed by somebody. You'll hear community announcements. You'll figure out what's going on in the area. And then our hosts will bring up our two speakers. They'll each have 6 minutes to tell us what they're doing, what their innovation platform's all about, what problems are they trying to solve, what problems do they have in their business. And then we'll do a 15-20 minute Q&A session after each presentation so that we can, audience members can ask questions or provide insight or guidance or whatever it takes to kind of help keep these entrepreneurs moving in the direction to keep them successful. And then we'll close it out. Afterwards, there'll be lots of time to talk to our entrepreneurs that are there or to each other and just kind of keep that connectedness.
That sounds fantastic. That is, and by the way, the ConnectWare folks we know, met them actually at Drone Focus. And
yes.
These interesting company that is doing some work now down in the Twin Cities and manufacturing something that the reason it's called ColdWare is they actually have a monitoring device for semis or any kind of cold transport, you know, rail cars, anything that transports anything cold. And they see an opportunity up here with the need to track the UAS devices. So, you know, they are diversifying into airware for aviation. So, you know, I just
yes.
love it.
So
somebody's idea. It's a veteran-owned company and, you know, a really neat story. So I'm looking forward to folks hearing more about that tomorrow and taking this in and being a part of these 1 million cups events wherever they are. So tomorrow it's at the – tell us again the time and place.
So, tomorrow it's at the stage at Island Park in Fargo at 9:15 is when it starts. Feel free to get there earlier to grab a cup of coffee or meet someone new. But 9:15, the program will start, and we'll be out of there at around 10 so everyone can get back to their jobs.
Sounds great. Thanks a bunch. Appreciate the,
so
the update. You bet, Darby. Thanks for telling us about it. Darby Nash, lead organizer for 1 million cups in Fargo, but they have them in Grand Forks and Bismarck and Minot. Love it, love it, love it. We love entrepreneurs and the resilience and the wonderful ideas they bring us. All right, our next guest is from Gooseneck Implement, one of our fine sponsors here today, and we're going to talk a little bit about the steak supper tonight that the Bottineau County Farm Bureau is putting on, and also a little bit about how things are going in agriculture up in this part of North Dakota. Pleased to welcome to the program Scott Heidel. Hi, Scott. How are you?
Great, Scott.
Nice to see you.
You bet. You too.
And
glad to be up here.
Gooseneck Implement covers a lot of turf.
Yeah, we do. The last year we added five more stores, so we cover north central, northwest North Dakota, down into Montana, and even a little in South Dakota.
Yeah, it's a great story. It really is. And you are at the location here?
Yep. I manage the store in Mohall here, so I cover Bottineau and Renville County.
How are things?
You know, we started out a little dry this spring, but, you know, Mother Nature's kind of taking care of us, and we're getting some rain now, and we've had some timely rains. All in all, I think things are looking real good.
Describe your customers for me.
You know, they're a resilient bunch. You know, we work with some producers, and, you know, they've been in the business a long time, as Gooseneck Implement has, and, you know, we take our highs and lows, but, you know, we sit down with our customers and we try to get a 5- and 10-year plan. You know, we don't just walk around, you know, 2 months out wondering what we should be doing. And, you know, with some planning and, you know, things change here and there, but we just kind of tweak things. And we both work together because we're in this with our producers. We're not us and them, because if it doesn't work for them, it doesn't work for us, it doesn't work for anybody.
Is it frustrating to hear about the booming economy when you know that the ag economy is still in a funk?
Yeah, it wears on you a little bit, but, you know, there's a lot of things that are out of our control. You know, we'd sure like to see, you know, the trade deal get wrapped up and, you know, get some optimism in the industry, you know. But, boy, we had a real good run for 15 years, you know.
Can't forget that, can we?
It's a cyclical business just like anything else. You know, it has its ups and downs. But, you know, we'll ride through this. We've done it before, and we're here for the long term.
Is there a sense that once these trade deals are figured out, USMCA is done, it's just got to be signed, right? Then China, then other, maybe the EU and other places, that the future's going to look pretty bright?
Oh, I can't believe it isn't going to. It is, and it's on everybody's mind, and lenders, producers, ours, with the right attitude, we'll get through this.
What are you most proud of that you do at Gooseneck Implement?
We hang our hat on our service. No matter if it's red, yellow, blue, or green, when it breaks down, we take care of our customers and we try to offer the Gooseneck experience. We just follow up with our people and we just take care of our customers. Whatever we need to do to make it work, our employees are empowered with that to do that, because that's what differentiates us from a lot of people is how we handle that and how we take care of our customers. Our customer service is very. We pull that high.
Well, I think it'd be a good night for some Gooseneck Implement customers to come on in and have a free steak.
That's right. Yeah, you've got that great place up here, and the Outlaws do an awesome job.
Don't they, though? Yeah, and of course, it's raining a little anyway, so hey, 5 to 7 tonight, free steak supper. It's a part of the membership drive. They will have a short annual meeting and also an opportunity just to share any concerns you have, so you could take your voice to the statewide level through the Botineau and Renville County Farm Bureaus as well. Membership drive going on today. Tonight, 5 to 7, Antler Memorial Park. Thanks so much, Scott. Good to chat with you.
You too, Scott. Thank you.
More after this, folks, on What's on Your Mind. For a few years, you've heard me talking about Every Day Made Better. I live it. In a hot spring spa from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, Vince Webker, the owner, is here. So, Vince, I'm telling you, nobody should go through a winter like this without a hot tub, a sauna from Hot Spring Spas.
Well, nobody should go through life without a hot tub or a sauna. It actually makes you live better, possibly live longer. It corrects your wellness sins. You do things better by sitting in a hot tub or a sauna daily than you do without, because it does some stuff to the body that we could get into technically, but as I always say, it makes you physically better, mentally better, relationally better. To go through life without one, I think is tough, especially in the Western Hemisphere, where we're 25% more stressed out this year than we were last year, and it's just a way of life, and this thing is a true blue stress reliever.
And great financing right now. 60 months, no interest. 5 years, and you don't make your first payment for 6 months. Plus 12 months, no interest, no payments. That's another option. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, online at hotspringnd.com. Ethanol is very important to North Dakota agriculture, and it's important to Castleton, North Dakota. Morgan Fornes, superintendent of Central Cass Schools, tells us how important the Tharaldson ethanol plant is to Castleton and the region.
Well, we certainly couldn't have done what we needed and what happened here in the last 2 years without the ethanol plant. Now, not only are they a great, tax-paying entity for the community, but the investment in creating a vibrant economy here locally in the city of Castleton and actually regionally with the agricultural community is second to none.
That tax base has expanded the school for 21st century learning, plus a beautiful new athletic facility. But the impacts are community-wide.
The businesses in any community is vital to the success of a community, and the ethanol plant is just a great example of that. Not only the economic power that they bring to the community, but job creation, tax-paying entity, everything along those lines.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
On What's on Your Mind, live from Antler, North Dakota today. As you can tell, I'm having a great time watching it rain. It'll move on out of here, and we're going to have us a fun little event tonight, 5 to 7 in the Antler Park. More on that coming up in just a little bit. We also have drones, planes, and people coming up here today on the program. This is something we're doing monthly now just to learn a little bit more about the unmanned aerial systems space. There's a lot going on in North Dakota because of the FAA test site that is here, because of the structure the state has set up, the partnership with the University of North Dakota, the existence of Grand Sky, which is this park that now includes Northrop Grumman and General Atomics, two major defense contractors that are here on the ground in North Dakota, employment opportunities and innovating right here. So there's a lot to cover, and we look forward to learning more about that. We're doing that chat once a month just to kind of keep tabs on the industry. And joining us will be Tom Canville from EyeSight RPV Services. Tommy Canville, longtime friend of mine and very active in the aviation industry. And then Tom Sawyer, who heads up the Grand Sky Development as well. The two of them joining us. So we're going to do that coming up here in a little bit as well. Also, the University of Mary is one of our fine sponsors. And I'm going to tell you a little bit about some of the great things that are happening there. We're going to be broadcasting from there on Friday. Looking forward to it. But this is an institution that today is carrying on a great tradition, a bold vision to build a great university on the prairie and the grit to do it. That was the pioneering spirit of the Benedictine sisters. Literally got on a train and said, all right, we're getting off here and we're going to build something. That's the heritage of the University of Mary. And that vision, ongoing, serving the needs of people with great love, is the engine that powers University of Mary and the spirit of innovation that happens. The eyes are set on the future and how it can meet the ever-changing needs of its students and communities. Year-round campus reinvents higher ed with a remarkable cost and time-saving option to earn a degree, a choice for students. A new school of engineering already producing graduates of technical and cultural competence to drive the region's economic engine. And partnerships with business and industry and workforce development, elevating the skills of the workforce to be second to none. Innovations are how the University of Mary leads. Every challenge is welcomed as a wonderful chance to serve at the University of Mary. Pioneering is what they do. Find out more at umary.edu. 22 past the hour, and calls, questions, comments, welcome at 258-0550. Talked about a range of topics today, but anything you want to get in on, any of those topics or anything else, are certainly welcome today. Been talking a lot about agriculture. And Brad Aho is here. He's a board member for the North Dakota Farm Bureau, Bottineau County Farm Bureau, and a producer himself. Brad, how are you?
Good. Pleased to be here.
Glad to have you here. And looking forward to tonight and meeting lots of other folks in another good event. Well, get some new members for your Bottineau County Farm Bureau, right?
It should be a good time.
What do you tell folks about the Bottineau County Farm Bureau and why they ought to be part of it?
Well, we're a grassroots organization. We've had a few good resolutions that go on all the way up to the national level. We've got a couple proposed again for this year.
And that's just a matter of somebody having an idea about something that the group should advocate for and stand for, right?
Right.
Starts right here, goes to the state level, goes on up to the national level. So you can make a difference.
Well, this year we're trying to push a little bit on the salt water, try to get some of that cleaned up.
That's an issue in this corner of North Dakota where there's been some wells that were abandoned, and there were spills there and the cleanups weren't there. The companies went off into the ether, right?
Yeah, the companies have just disappeared. And it's a lot of what's happened around here has been years ago, and I don't know if there's any way to get it cleaned up or not, but at least get it recognized a little better.
Yeah, I know that's been a concern up here for some time. How is things going for you this year on the farm?
Oh, not too bad. It's been pretty dry. Now we've got some rain, so things are looking a little bit better.
What looks the best?
Probably the wheat crop looks the best.
Does it? What are you all growing this year?
I'm growing wheat and canola soybeans.
Canola's blooming right now?
Canola's blooming. It's kind of patchy, but it's filling in, starting to look better.
And even without the Chinese as a market, you were bold enough to grow some soybeans, huh?
Well, we need some soybeans, kind of the rotation thing. I think the Trump administration is going to come through, and it may take a while, but he's working for the better of all of us.
Isn't it fun to see your profession get the recognition it has from the highest office in the land?
That's real different compared to past presidents that Trump has got our backs.
Unbelievable. Yeah, and it's obviously real because he's relentless at it. You know, he really is.
That he is.
Yeah, that's for sure. Well, Brad, thanks. Appreciate it very much and look forward to seeing you tonight.
Well, thank you, Scott.
You bet. Free steak supper, membership drive, annual meeting, 5 to 7 tonight at the Antler Memorial Park. Brent in Cooperstown, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Brent.
Yeah, I had heard there was an abandoned building that was repurposed. I don't know if it was a hotel or what, and you could stay there for like $15 a night in Antler. I was wondering if they still have that.
Wow, a repurposed building. So it was a building that, when you first said that, I thought you were talking about that. I don't know what it is, but it's a beautiful building right in the center of town. But do you know where it is?
I'm not sure. It's in Antler, I believe, and I'd read about it years ago, and I thought about coming up there and checking it out. I wrote it down. I also wrote down Marmon. I don't know if that's a town nearby there or the name of the building or what.
Okay, so let me ask Pete Arts here. This caller is from Cooperstown. He heard about a building in Antler that had been repurposed, and you could rent a room in it for like $15 a night.
Geez, I'm not sure on any of that. I guess I'm not aware of that, Scott. So.
No, I'm not either.
Hmm.
And he said you also wrote down Marmon. You didn't know if that was a town or if that was the name of the building?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, there's no such building in town here.
Okay, I don't feel bad anymore. if you don't know, I don't know.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
I thought a local guy would know something about that, and maybe they tore the building down. It was years ago I'd heard about it, but I know a lot of them small towns got rid of their buildings.
I know there's some pretty good camping spots in the Antler Memorial Park, if you can get one.
38 of them.
38 of them, yeah. Not bad at all.
Okay.
Thanks, Brent. Appreciate that. There's a building that obviously has some historic significance right when you come into town.
Well, it was the one in the park. It was the Pavilion. You know, they had big bands back in the day. They had dance here every Thursday night. And then Max Bass was Saturday night, which is 25 miles away, and the Moss River Park was Friday night. So that was before my time.
A little circuit of pavilions. How about the building in Antler, though, the large building?
That was, Max Bass and Antler were the same design, where they had the bank in the middle of the town, and then they had some apartment buildings attached to it. So, and then the businesses were all around it. They were both kind of designed the same.
But that's abandoned now, isn't it?
Yeah, it's abandoned, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But it's got a unique look to it.
It is pretty unique.
Yeah, that's for sure. All right, thanks, Pete. Great to call you back into service.
Yeah.
Had to know what was going on there with that abandoned building as a hotel. Maybe somebody knows something about it when it happened, but they usually do when we throw it out there. So we'll see. 701-258-0550. More coming up on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Joe Morkin of Castleton. The North Dakota Soybean Council is excited to offer our Market Outlook Seminar for soybeans. This one-day program will give soybean producers a mid-season look at the soybean markets and discuss marketing strategies prior to harvest. Dr. Bill Wilson and Dr. Frank Olson will discuss how the season is progressing, the South American crop, world demand, and walk producers through marketing strategies and risk management options for the 2019 soybean harvest. This seminar will be held July 25th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 2 locations, NDSU's Commodity Trading Room in Berry Hall in Fargo, and Bismarck State College Campus in Bismarck. Both courses will be facilitated by noted professors Dr. Wilson and Dr. Olson of NDSU. The seminar is free for North Dakota soybean producers, but seating is limited, and registrations are accepted on a first-come, first-served basis. Be sure to register online by July 17th at ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Billionaire liberal activist Tom Steyer announcing he's joining the already crowded field of Democrats seeking their party's White House nomination next year. He launched his campaign with a video posted this morning.
I think people believe that the corporations have bought the democracy. that the politicians don't care about or respect them, don't put them first, are not working for them.
The 62-year-old Steyer's announcement comes just hours after another Democrat who had been in the field, Eric Swalwell, announced he was ending his campaign. Another billionaire and former presidential hopeful, Ross Perot, is dead at the age of 89. People along the Gulf Coast from eastern Louisiana to western Florida are being told to stay on alert as it's possible a hurricane could develop in the Gulf of Mexico before the week is over. And this is USA Radio News.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Listener wants to know how Todd got to work today. And I will add to the question, are you wearing the hat I brought you back from Norway?
The toque? I have it strategically placed in my office. Thank you for that, by the way. Norge! Lots of compliments on that today.
I promised a little bling, and there's very little doubt that that's a hat from Norway, right?
Exactly, exactly. And I arrived in my brand-new Schwann Buick Regal Tourx all-wheel drive, 29 miles a gallon on the road, and heck, even like 23, 24 in town, which is fantastic for something that's darn near an SUV, but you can get whatever kind of ride you want. In fact, it doesn't even have to be a Buick or Cadillac or GMC, because they have F-150s and stuff, too. Check it out, SchwannBuickGMC.com.
All right. As I mentioned, we are really trying to lend our airwaves and our ears to what's happening with the UAS developments in North Dakota. This is really exciting times because this is an industry and an ecosystem for an industry that is really feeding off itself. And every day there's new developments, new things going on, which is wonderful for a whole host of reasons. So we have come up with a plan once a month to sit down and chat with two guests that know this industry well, and they include our friend Tom Sawyer from Grand Sky. Grand Sky is providing unique amenities and beyond visual line of sight flight capabilities and a full ecosystem of support services and partners for companies on the cutting edge of the competitive UAS industry. Also, EyeSight RPV Services, Tommy Kenville, and his fine employees and great crew providing remotely piloted vehicle operations to agriculture, critical infrastructure, wildlife management, insurance, and emergency service clients so they can unlock the value and efficiency of collecting data with unmanned aircraft. That's what we're doing, and we're doing this one Tuesday a month right here on What's on Your Mind. Tommy. Okay, Tommy Kendall is back. How are you? Can you hear me, Tommy?
Good. You have Tommy here.
All right, good. Tommy, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, good. I was not sure if you were not hearing me or not. Tom Sawyer is not hooked up yet, so Tommy is joining us first, and Tom Sawyer will join us here in just a little bit. You know, we're calling this drones, planes, and people. Obviously, the drone part is the UAS, but there's a lot of great things that are happening in aviation, an industry you've known something about for a long time. And for one, these air shows and the things that are being done here. I mean, much of the nation's attention was directed at the U.S. Capitol in Washington, D.C. Over the weekend, and they talked about what? The flyovers. Well, we have those going on every summer here, which is pretty
pretty amazing. Have you been to any of the shows? Tommy, talk about a few of these air shows that are going on.
Last weekend, or on the 4th, the Minot Air Show had the Snowbirds, and the Fargo Air Show is coming up, I believe, the July 20 and 21. Then we have a drone summit up here in Grand Forks, August 27 and 28. And, you know, the new buzz is drones, but aviation is what got us here, right? And as you know, Hanno, I've been in aviation since 30-some years. I mean, if we didn't have an unbelievable manned aviation program, we wouldn't have the drone program that we have today in North Dakota. So it's really exciting, you know. And we need the people to get out and check it out. In today's world, before it used to be an honor to see planes. Now with technology, we have to make sure that people understand the industry.
Yeah, I can't believe that anybody, for sure per capita, has the kind of, access to these kind of shows. I mean, you mentioned the Snowbirds in Minot for the 4th of July show. You've got the Thunderbirds. You've got the Blue Angels. You've got, you know, all of these, unbelievable assets that are in demand all across the country that are coming here. So it's definitely something to see. I hope folks take it in. Don't pass these up wherever you might be near one of them. Tell me a little bit about the UAS summit coming up at the end of August. You mentioned that in Grand Forks. What will happen there?
Well, we have all the industry leaders from around the world. It's really drone specific, pretty heavy on defense contracting because as you know, we have Northrop Grumman and General Atomics here. But I want to say it's the 13th year of it, so I think it's the longest running drone show outside of the National Association show, AUVSI. And it's just a good place to learn what's new and see what's happening. And, you know, this year I think will be probably record setting because of our state's investment in, radar across the state. And so, it should be real exciting.
And that was a big product of the last legislative session, and something's being touted as a real asset to the FAA test site that's here and the other companies that are already located here. What kind of a timeline for construction to operation on that radar is there, Tom? Do you know?
So they're going to they're putting together the RFPs now for the equipment. We already do have a kind of a controlled beyond line of sight here in the valley from Grand Sky down to Hillsboro. And I think about to Grand, and they're not quite Fargo. So we have the equipment, and we tested it already to make sure it works. And I would guess that early next spring we will have something in western North Dakota. The second site, I've talked to Nick Blom and others from the Department of Commerce and put the second beyond visual line of sight, area out there. And it won't be just fly and go. It'll be like a controlled 5 or 10 mile thing. And then make sure we're all safe at that, and then it'll expand. But after they get going and setting them up, I think it'll come down fast, you know. So it's game changing. It's amazing because companies like ours and others, small operators, can now really cover the miles, you know.
Yeah, and it might be a little less work for our EyeSight RPV services, though, right? Because one of the things your company has done is actually provided the site for other UAS aircraft, right?
Yeah, so we do chase plane right now, which that part of our business could slow down, in the next year or two, but that's okay. I mean, our drone business part will have the same amount of people and be able to cover triple the ground, right? Because the equipment's there, the technology's there. I mean, today I have guys in England, North Dakota, Southern Minnesota, Iowa, Nebraska. And now instead of having two guys at a place, we could have one doing the same thing, right? In North Dakota. In the other states, that'll follow later. But we are the leader, and we're going to go way ahead on this beyond visual line of sight deal.
Speaking of EyeSight RPV Services, that's the company that you own and has been a pioneer in this UAS space. Tell us a little bit about the latest and what's going on right now with you guys.
Well, we had our team retreat out at Wood Lake at one of our pilots, our North Dakota pilot, Blake Brzezinski's, because I hadn't seen all the guys since January. They've been working really hard. We're setting records every month. We're up to 21 people, I think, that are getting paychecks either employees, owners, or contractors, so that's more than double the size of last year. I'm flying to Japan tomorrow morning for a drone meeting over there, which I thought I was done with the international business, you know, but here I go again. But it's good, right? It's because North Dakota's a leader. It's because we're driving the market, and it's really exciting times, you know.
So how does this, walk me through like how a connection like that happens? You're obviously operating a business here. You're right. North Dakota is certainly on the map for UAS, largely because this FAA test site has been run so much better than others. You hear from big time companies like Northrop Grumman and General Atomics that they appreciate the access to elected leaders here that they don't get in other states. They don't get that kind of attention. So that's another reason they're here. But how does somebody in Japan connect with? I mean, do they come here looking for, hey, how could we do this better and connect with you here? Do they hear about you over there? And how does that come to be?
3 years ago, this company found us on the internet, and I met with them at the national show, AUVSI. I believe it was in Vegas, maybe Dallas. Forget. Met with him, and he told me he was going to do worldwide. And then 2 months ago, he wanted to come to North Dakota and meet with me. And I said, yeah, sure, you know. And then he'd shown me what he had done so far worldwide, which was pretty good. And then he wanted to meet again last week, and he actually was here visiting me on the 4th of July, and he couldn't believe everything was so quiet. And I said, well, it's a holiday, and in fact, we celebrate independence. And I said, at one point, our two countries were at war. Now look at us. We're doing business together. And so he didn't really realize which holiday it was, and had a good meeting, and now I have to head over there with a couple of my partners, to check out what his company truly does. And so, I mean, because we were a leader in North Dakota, he found out about us, and you know, we were the first private drone company in the state. So we're old in a young industry. We're different in that not many people have as many employees as we do. There's a lot of drone operators around the country, but not many do it to the scale we're doing it. And so, I think he likes that, to see what we can do.
If you have questions or comments for Tommy Canville, Tom Sawyer are going to join us soon as well from Grand Sky. Please get him in. I'd love to answer any questions you might have on his fascinating technology, industry, job juggernaut. A lot of things this will be in the future, that's for sure. 701-258-0550, 701-258-0550. Is the U.S. In general in this space? The unmanned aircraft space, the drone space, are we a leader? Are we, you know, catching up to other countries? Where are we at?
Well, we're the biggest market on almost everything in commerce, right? In some ways, we're behind, Scott, because our FAA has to protect our airspace, and no other country in the world has the activity that we do, right? So we're leading edge, and we're doing it in bigger scale, but some of the countries have done more beyond visual line of sight than we have already. A lot of third world countries just let the people fly, right? And so they might have done stuff that we haven't yet, but when we start, we usually go quicker and bigger, right? So
so in other words, they have airspace to protect too, but just not as active of airspace.
Yeah, congested. Yep, yeah. Not as congested or as busy, so... we're leading, and we have the largest defense contractors. We just had a new site manager for Northrop Grumman, moved to town with his family from Southern California. They just love it. You know, they bought a nice house, and they love the simplicity here and super people. So instead of exporting people, the drone industry is importing people to North Dakota, and that's a great thing. It's high-tech, good-paying jobs, you know. Same with our company. We can keep the young kids here, you know.
I love that. Number one, you got Northrop Grumman here. I mean, big, big company. It's like a Ford or a Chevy to the auto world in the defense contractor world. They're here, and a manager comes here from California. As you say, new people working for a company, more jobs, and growing it. I love it. More on the drones, planes, and people. Special edition of What's on Your Mind every month. Tommy Canville coming up after this. Don't go away.
As a working adult, you know the value of a dollar, and you expect quality for your money. Now is a great time for you to further your education, and the University of Mary offers education for the working adult with flexible learning options that are competitively priced. You'll be supported throughout your program by a world-class faculty committed to your success. A world-class education at an affordable price. Discover the University of Mary difference at umary.edu/online.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming land auctions include crop, pasture, and hunting land auctions in Grand Forks, Stark, Stutzman, Williams, Dunn, Morton, Botno, Slope, Oliver, McLean, Richland, Mercer, Nelson, Bowman, and Ramsey counties in North Dakota, Travers County in Minnesota, Dewey County in South Dakota, and farm and construction equipment retirement auctions in Bismarck, Williston, Hague, Bowman, Dickinson, and Steele, North Dakota, and Ada, Minnesota. View all of these great auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
I'm Elise Pecklich of Pecklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pecklich Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Need a tough, high-performance baler that's affordable, too? New Holland RF Series fixed-chamber round balers from your local Northern Region New Holland dealer make it easy to create quality 4x4 and 4x5 bales. Extra-wide pickups easily handle large swaths and windrows. And a combination of floor rolls and closely spaced slats start bales quickly. Visit your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today and ask about New Holland RF Series round balers. They're the simple, affordable way to make quality bales.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
On What's On Your Mind, brought to you in part today by our friends at H.A. Thompson and Sons. They can save you money. Not every day I can say that, but I'll tell you what, if you talk to people who have, and there's about 600 different buildings throughout the Northern Plains, where they've said, tell you what, H.A. Thompson and Sons, why don't you take care of our mechanical? Why don't you do all the service, everything else? They get a set price. They get great maintenance. And they get peace of mind and certainty on their bottom line. This is working. Cost-effective environmental maintenance agreements for buildings and business owners throughout the region. You get it from H.A. Thompson & Sons, hatandsons.com, or call them at 701-223-3393. 701-223-3393. 3393. Questions or comments for our guest, Tommy Kenville from MySight RPV Services. We're talking drones, planes, and people today on the program. And we're doing this one Tuesday a month for a couple of segments and enjoying it very much. Tom Sawyer, normally with us as well from Grand Sky. He's tied up today, and that's probably because they got a lot of things going on out at Grand Sky. What's happening out there, Tommy?
There's a lot of construction, Scott. Northrop Grumman expanded, put up a big boy hangar that is opening this fall ahead of what they had planned to do. General Atomics is expanding their training ahead of what they plan to do. And then Grand Sky Development is putting up a multi-tenant building and an independent hangar for small operators like us, you know, that could use space here and there but not be full-time. And I believe the test site will be involved with that as well, our state test site. I think we covered planes, air shows. We covered some drones. You know, probably we got to cover a few people before the end of the show. And one that I really thankful is Senator Holden, obviously, and then Governor Burgum. They've all followed suit and kept investing in this industry, which helps us be the leader. And our other politicians are very supportive as well, but those two are really driving the train. And this statewide radar is going to be game changer for ag, oil, energy, power, everything. So I'm excited that our guys will be able to fly more in-state than out-of-state. I think we've been in 36 states and 7 countries. But I'm excited that they might only have to travel a few hours instead of a few days.
When you talk about the radar being that much of a game changer, is it because it will allow companies like yours to provide services that you otherwise wouldn't be able to without the ability to track it by radar?
Exactly. It'll pick up everything in the air, like a layered radar, pick up everything in the air above 400 feet. And so it'll we'll be able to see planes that we wouldn't normally see, drones that we wouldn't normally see. And because of all that, you know, there's a couple of tech companies that are looking at coming to North Dakota. One from Minneapolis that's got some cool technology, another one that has can send live payload feeds. I'm working with both of them, you know, so that us being a leader has created a draw, and Sawyer is working on it all the time with people like Grand Sky. So it's really fun, instead of being the underdog, to be up front once. In my 30-some years of aviation, it's kind of fun that they can spell North Dakota before I go to the meeting instead of explaining where we are, you know.
And so in the industry, you know, there's no doubt that what's happening here is on the cutting edge and a nationwide leader, you're saying.
Yeah, and what happened, Scott, you know, the first 5 years it was all about Grand Forks. Well, now there's quite a few drone jobs in Fargo, and there's drone jobs in Minot. Bismarck, they're spreading out. And now we're going into the industries, right, whether it's ag, energy. You know, now we're expanding into each individual vertical, which is just critical for our economy and for safety, to save money, to get better information. All those things. So, I mean, drones are going to be a game changer, and it sounds easy to fly them, but they're not super easy. But it's all about the data. You know, it's no different than your business. It's about data and numbers and people and locations and time-stamped information.
I'll tell you that Global Hawk is now probably the most famous drone in the world because we've got a showdown with Iran going on right now over them shooting one down. You know, this gives you an idea of, you know, the level that these things are at, and it's the tip of the spear right now in national security and national defense around the globe.
And that's the other big advantage we have is our base now was named the headquarters of drones for the Air Force. The 319th, it's the Global Hawk and drone headquarters. So we used to fly under another branch of the military. But because of all the progress out at the base, we're now the leader for the Global Hawks in the military, which will create more opportunity, more jobs as well.
That's great news. That's for sure. Tommy, anything else you want to tell us before we wrap up this edition of Drones?
No, I'll see you next Tuesday out in Bowman, right, for Energy Cook Fest or something. I'm going to be out there with you in your booth in Bowman and then somewhere else on Thursday.
Yes, Cook Fest next week already. Unbelievable. Always a great time. We will be at Bowman and Van Hook on Thursday, as a matter of fact. So.
Yeah, so and, I'll see you in Bowman, and you can explain to me where the next site is.
Well, it's a little bit of a drive. It's a little bit of a drive up near Newtown, but it's worth it. And the fishing on Wednesday is fun, too. Tommy, thanks a bunch. That's a wrap, folks, for Drones, Planes, People. Thanks to Grand Sky and EyeSight RPV Services for bringing you that. God bless you, folks. See you tonight in Antler Memorial Park, 5 o'clock.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes, and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.